Welcome to CNN Student News, your commercial-free source for news for the classroom. I'm Carl Azus, and the first story we're covering today involves a man named Kenneth Bay. He's a U.S. citizen. In 2012, he was arrested in North Korea, where he gave tours to people who wanted to visit. Bay was sentenced to 15 years in a North Korean labor camp. We don't know exactly why. North Korea says he was trying to take down the country's government. His mother thinks it might be because Bay is a devout Christian and that he didn't understand the rules of North Korea, an atheist country. On Monday, Bay gave a statement that said he'd committed a serious crime against North Korea.
I would like to plead with the U.S. government, press, and my family to stop worsening my situation by making vile rumors against North Korea and releasing materials related to me, which are not based on the facts.
We don't know if Bay was speaking sincerely, though. North Korea has forced prisoners to make statements like that in the past.
See if you can ID me. I'm a U.S. government agency that was established in 1952. My director is always a high-ranking military officer. I'm America's most secret intelligence agency. I'm the National Security Agency, responsible for collecting foreign information and keeping U.S. information secure.
We've talked about Edward Snowden. He's a former NSA worker who revealed secret information about the agency, that it collects Americans' phone records and email info, among other data. Some believe this helps keep the country safer and monitor potential terrorist activity. Others see it as a significant invasion of Americans' privacy. Well, President Obama recently announced that he'd make major changes in the way the NSA gathers information, but he's not stopping the agency from gathering it.